USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Times Square in New York City was missing its crowds New Year's Eve. It was off limits to all but a limited group of socially distanced in-person honorees, plus some celebrity acts. Nonetheless, celebrations erupted across the globe with an opportunity to celebrate the start of 2021. As we set into the new year, it's important to keep your goals in focus. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Colorado health officials continue to investigate how the new strain of the coronavirus reached the Centennial State. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states. If not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Health officials in Florida have confirmed the state's first case of a new coronavirus strain. The person infected was described as a Martin County man in his 20s with no history of travel. The State Department is working with the CDC on this investigation. The department tweeted, "We encourage all to continue practicing COVID-19 mitigation." This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Lawmakers in D.C. pledged earlier this week to challenge Biden's victory in Pennsylvania and other battleground states, alleging local officials failed to follow their own election laws. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News.
I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. We've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, the Democrat from California, said Thursday there was no comparison between her effort to oppose the Electoral College results in 2004 and Republican Senator Josh Hawley's intention to object. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.